Good morning, it is Hank FM, and tis
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
A Tuesday, not necessarily the news, which, don't worry if we haven't gotten to your favorite story yet. Just wait. We welcome our worldwide audience, streaming live across the globe in countries where Facebook is allowed, on our Hank Facebook page. So he's doubling down on this, his third party, Elon. He said the America Party. Also, they've called it the American Party. They're doing both.
Oh.
So I don't know. They need to figure out which. Is it the America Party or the American Party?
America.
Yeah. Or America Party.
Someone's going to be arguing about this.
Get it together.
Elon Musk.
Either way, he says this new party will be pro-Second Amendment and pro-Bitcoin. He says the Second Amendment is sacred, and they're going to go all in on the Bitcoin front. So I'm assuming that's how you'll make your donations to Elon. In the American Party?
Bitcoin is now political.
This is only just beginning. Meanwhile, by the way, in Russia... Russia's investigative committee says former Russian transport minister Roman Starovoyt has been found no longer living. Apparently, he was dismissed earlier from his position by Putin on Monday and found the next day no longer with us. They say they are investigating. So Russia continues to be a one-party system at this point.
So here's one for you. Would you ever date someone that could see the future and isn't with you? Well, Jennifer Aniston, a brave gal, as she's apparently got a hot new boyfriend by the name of Jim Curtis. Now, the duo were spotted over the 4th of July weekend in Mallorca, Spain. She even introduced him to her buddy Jason Bateman and his wife. Apparently, he's a life coach and a hypnotist with a lot of insight to share.
I think we have a lot of this from him. This
repeat after me.
Okay.
I am confident everything is unfolding in divine timing. What is meant for me will come to me at the perfect place at the perfect time.
That's the new boyfriend?
Deep? Yeah, that's the... I don't know if I can date a guy that walks around saying stuff like that.
Repeat after me.
And does the music come with it?
Repeat after me.
I think it probably does. I think a lot comes with it.
Will come to me at the perfect place at the perfect time.
Congratulations, Jen. You're a lucky girl.
I want to punch that guy. And I don't
punch
things.
Don't do that. Do not punch him. We'll take your jorts.
As the reports continue to come out of Central Texas and the like, and the connections of those that are still missing or lost. So 2 days ago... our buddy Pat Green posted that his family suffered a heartbreaking and deeply personal loss during the flooding in Central Texas, and that their thoughts and prayers were with everybody that were suffering in that. ABC reports overnight, and this is via a post from Corey, Pat's wife, that she shared on social media, that Pat's brother John and his wife Julia and their two children are those... that post was probably in reference to by Pat Green. They remain missing after the Kerrville flood over the weekend. So Corey posted that we're heartbroken and anxiously waiting for all of them to be found. So that is from ABC overnight. Pat Green has not confirmed that is true or not, but that is what we are seeing based on Corey's post as well. And on the recovery front, and... Josh Weathers last night, great guy, man, and just can play any type of music in the world. He did a live stream and raised just yesterday over $337,000.
That's amazing.
And all just going straight to the flood recovery. You heard Shakira over the week, immediately. I think her concert was on Saturday, and she just, like, on the stage said she's deciding and all her part of the proceeds of her big concert goes to their other... plans are in the works. I know Robert Earl Keen, Kerrville native, he's going to come up with a benefit, and that'll probably include more of a festival type thing with a lot of artists too. So details on that to you as soon as we get them as that continues.
So labor and delivery ward, well, they had a very busy weekend over the 4th of July. Tim Tebow welcomed his first child with his wife, Demi Lee. Now, she is a former Miss Universe. It's a little girl named Daphne Rain. She popped out on Sunday, weighing in at almost 9 pounds. Meanwhile, Sam Hunt and Hannah Fowler also spent some quality time with a stork. They welcomed their third bundle of joy last May. Now, the news broke on Facebook by the Cedartown First Methodist Church. Little Wayman Allen Hunt, the newest addition to the tribe. He'll get lots of guidance from one-year-old Lowry Lee and his three-year-old older sister, Lucy Louise.
Yeah, will he get this kind of guidance, though?
Repeat after me.
No.
Yeah. At the perfect place.
Yeah.
At the perfect time.
It's just for Jennifer Aniston, and you know that.
That's right.
It's not for everyone.
So it's the end of an era. At most airports. So don't be surprised if you pass through random part Ohio. They still make you take your shoes off. But for everybody else, the TSA, they reportedly quietly made the change yesterday. And it didn't stay quiet for long. All passengers now allowed to keep your shoes on when you pass through TSA checkpoints.
Now, heavens above.
This is not necessarily a sweeping thing. There are, again, some airports that are not on with it yet. But, I mean, after so many years, and that was maybe the... It's all demoralizing, and I get it, and we get it, and we know why, and it happened, mm-hmm. and then the dumb guy with the bomb in the shoe that... One guy, mm-hmm. and for years now. Now, if we could solve the guy that did the belt thing, that would be great, too. But 20 years of taking off our stupid shoes, and now we don't have to be subjected to other people doing that.
Justice has prevailed.
And I think it's just a start. Top 10 today, 7:15, our top 10 other rule changes the TSA is considering. That's okay. Coming up on the way, 7:15.
So you may not have prepared for a hot girl summer, but fear not. You can beat that with a Richard Simmons kind of summer. The late fitness guru, his personal items are headed to the auction block this weekend with things like cookbooks, aprons, VHS tapes, and perhaps even better than a jort, KB, the outfit he wore in the Sweatin' to the Oldies workouts. There's also more personal workout equipment and a portrait with his trusty Dalmatians. It's going to all be yours, July 12th to the 24th.
Well, I do have a birthday coming up. And maybe put this on the list. Although it will be available starting end of the month, July 28th, at mainly HEB, other participating retailers. But getting ready for the August 4th reboot on Hulu of King of the Hill. Finally, Hank Hill's favorite beer, Alamo Beer, a brewery down San Antonio way, is going to make it. And it'll be out actually fairly soon. Yeah, July 28th probably won't last long at HEB's and the like there. So you're going to have to provide your own back alley with the trash cans and the fence. But I know you have at least two friends that fit Dale. And then finally, President Trump's Justice Department yesterday and FBI now say there is actually, after all, no Epstein client list to speak of. And if you could hear off in the distance, a Clinton cheered.
Yay. Oh.
Hank FM, it's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.
Yay.